Sermon 2. Seek the benefit of God's church. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 1 through 17. Paul, called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God, and Sosthenes our brother, to the church of God which is at Corinth, to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all who in every place call on the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always concerning you for the grace of God which was given to you by Christ Jesus, that you were enriched in everything by him in all utterance and all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that you come short in no gift, eagerly waiting for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will also confirm you to the end, that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Now I plead with you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. For it has been declared to me concerning you, my brethren, by those of Chloe's household, that there are contentions among you. Now I say this, that each of you says, I am of Paul, or I am of Apollos, or I am of Cephas, or I am of Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? I thank God that I baptized none of you except Crispus and Gaius, lest anyone should say that I had baptized in my own name. Yes, I also baptized the household of Stephanas. Besides, I do not know whether I baptized any other. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of no effect. What was the problem of the Corinthian church? The Apostle Paul sent 1 Corinthians and 2 Corinthians to the Corinthian church and gave various exhortations. The Corinthian church was the church with the most problems. Because it was located in a port city, the sin of sexual immorality overflowed, and even among the believers, they could not become one, and it was full of confusion due to charismatic, spiritual gift-related problems. In the preface of 1 Corinthians, the Apostle Paul gave thanks that God called souls from every place to receive the elimination of sins and to have fellowship in Christ. And in verse 8, Paul's sincere heart is contained. Who will also confirm you to the end, that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Although the Corinthian saints were still young in faith and had many things to be reproached for, Paul gave glory to God who would confirm them firm to the end. The Corinthian church was much too young spiritually. The problem of the Corinthian church starts from verse 10. It is exactly that factions arose. In verse 12 it said, Now I say this, that each of you says, I am of Paul, or I am of Apollos, or I am of Cephas, or I am of Christ. It means that even while being inside God's church, their hearts could not be united. The Apostle Paul was established as an apostle to preach the word of the gospel. If such disputes arise inside God's church, the preaching of the gospel is bound to lose its spiritual power. The arising of factions saying, I am of Paul's faction, or I am of Cephas's faction, was due to those who seek the benefit of their own flesh. If a certain leader seems to understand them, they come to follow that person. Such a person is young in faith and is one who has not yet realized the fact that he is someone who must live with the purpose of preaching the gospel of the water and the Spirit. True fellowship must be dedicating oneself to the preaching of the gospel by gathering strength with one mind and one will inside the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Saints must eat the bread of truth spoken by God by faith, and must grow up by faith. You must unite your heart with the leader who wants to preach the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Even if you do not say whose faction you belong to, like the Corinthian church, you must gather strength in preaching the gospel of the water and the Spirit, following the purpose of the church. The brothers and sisters staying inside God's church must bear their respectively entrusted work with the purpose of preaching the gospel. When asked to gather strength for the preaching of the gospel, the members must unite and run forward by faith. Even when Moses led the people of Israel and crossed the Red Sea, some people were too far in distance from Moses and could not receive his instructions on time. Those who live having a purpose in preaching the gospel receive the help of the Holy Spirit when they receive and act upon the Lord's commands. Because the preceding people of faith live making the preaching of the gospel their purpose, we too must follow behind the Lord by believing the Lord's word. The challenge of the gospel toward the whole world. Today, the book of Acts was published as a Bible study book. We are expecting that those who live scattered across the whole world will receive and read this book. This book is the word testifying that because Jesus was baptized by John, had the sins of the world passed on to him, and shed blood on the cross for the elimination of our sins, to complete the word of the gospel, we must now live with the purpose of preaching the gospel. Because people around the world have different languages and different cultures, we intend to give help by publishing the Bible study book. We have been preaching the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit through the internet until now. If we challenge by faith with the purpose of preaching the gospel to the whole world, God will bless us much more greatly than now. It is to send the Bible study books for people around the world and to let them read this book to bear the fruit of soul nourishment and gospel preaching. You and I are bearing together the ministry for the workers who are used in preaching the gospel. Looking at the word of 1 Corinthians, we see Paul correcting the disputes of the church and renewing the fellowship. I hope that God's church will be filled even more with co-workers who have set their purpose on preaching the gospel. Thus, when we finish all this work and stand before God, I want us to receive the praise from the Lord. Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Matthew chapter 25, verse 21. Because Jesus Christ brought us the word of the gospel of salvation, we must surely bear this work of preaching this gospel to the whole world by faith. What we hope for is that the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit is preached to the whole world, so that many souls receive salvation from sin and become those who thank God.